know, we all heard this saying that they people say, that's where the money is, especially this time, because everything went online and everything is happening online. There are other people that they can show us where the money is. Now it's online. They say, that's where the money is. And some of us, we go after it because we want to go where the money is. Then there are other group of people, they will come and they will say, we will help you to find fame. And if you want fame, they will point it to us. That's where the fame is. Okay? Now perhaps some of us, we could get to fame and get to money because we know where the money is, where to invest, where to go, where the fame is, how to get there. I'm not saying fame or fortune is bad, but I'm saying, you know, people will come and help us. But the question is, where is Jesus? Can anyone show me where I can find Jesus today on earth? I remember meeting this priest, Persian Iranian priest. I never met Iranian priest because Iran was a Muslim nation for so long. Now the Lord is appearing so many people, and when I went to Turkey, in a Catholic church, I met this wonderful young man, and I fell in love with him because he's not attached to things of this world. He can see the free man, and very young. That's where, when I met him, that's where I found Jesus in him. Jesus was there with him. I could see Jesus in him. And I'm not saying anybody's perfect or anybody can carry all of Jesus, but I could see and find Jesus there. And he told me he finds Jesus among the poor and the needy. He said, go outside during Istanbul, the really busy street. And he said, when I go out and I spend some time with these poor and the needy and the refugee and Syrian refugee outside, he said, I'm telling you, his face changed, you know. He had so much light when he told me. He said, believe me, I find my Jesus there. It's there, he's outside. Okay, that's where he found Jesus. My question is, where do you find Jesus? Where do I find Jesus? Some of us, we know where we can find fame or fortune. We say, oh, that's where the money is. That's where the fame is. But the question also should be, where can you find Jesus? When for us, could be different. For that priest, because of his lifestyle and the way he looks at Jesus, he goes out. He finds Jesus among the poor. For me, it's funny. The way I look at Jesus and my relationship with him, I find my Jesus in hospitality, in food, in that kind of a gathering. And I find him in other places too, but for me, I find him there. In really close friendship, I find Jesus. And for you, if you can truly find Jesus in business, then go after it. But don't go after business only to know where the money is, but to where Jesus is. But the question is, can Jesus be found among the wealthy? Absolutely. Can Jesus be found in even politics and you become a politician? Yes, absolutely. But the aim is not politics or finances or fame. The aim is Jesus. And when we say Jesus, you know what I mean. The Creator, the Spirit of Love, the Dude that will bring freedom, that will help us not to be slaves of fame or finances or to politics, but to find him there. The tax collector found Jesus. The prostitute found Jesus. Nicodemus found Jesus. The sick found Jesus. The demonized saw Jesus and they were free. Actually, Jesus found them. But in that sense, if Jesus is calling you, if you're in business, or if you're one of the most famous people, or if nobody knows your name. If Jesus is calling us and say, I'm calling you and I want you to find me, but not the way other people find me, the way I want you to find me. Let me take your hand and show you where I am in your own life. In that sense, I want to know where Jesus is in my own life, the life that he gave it to me. He is hidden, or perhaps buried underneath so many things, but he is definitely in my life. He is definitely in your life. And I ask the Lord to really give us desire to always aim for Jesus and say, I want to go where Jesus is. That's all.